He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 555. That's a lot of shows. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Gadget Professor is heard in 172 countries all around the world. I do not know why, but that is the truth. Now, we have some interesting gadgets for you today and some very interesting pieces of apps or software, if you will, that I think will help you get through the day. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all. All right, folks, a lot going on here at the Gadget Professor Show. Right now, but we have a couple guests that we're in the process of lining up, and that will make things fairly interesting. A couple new gadgets that are on the way that I'm looking forward to seeing, and you'll just have to wait and find out what they are. Today, we're going to take a peek at a very interesting gadget. I own a variation of this. I did need another one, and I chose this one. It's called the Ugreen USB 3.0 powered USB hub. This is essentially four USB smart charging hub switch. It has seven individual ports, okay, or seven individual splits, if you will, and an LED indicator, which is somewhat unusual, with a switch on it. What is very good to know about this and important, that this is a 12 volt, 2 amp device. So you get an adapter with this, an AC adapter, which is critical for the functionality of this. If you ever try to put seven USBs on a laptop or on a computer without being powered separately, you're going to have a heck of a time. It's not going to work, and it's going to make you insane. So don't buy a USB hub, okay, if it has more than two adapters, because it won't work. Or it will draw the power from the power supply of the laptop, which, again, it won't work. It will create havoc for you. So keep that in mind. This particular device sells for $33. I did get this for something like $8. I kid you not, on Deal News. You got to keep checking out DealNews.com, because you never know what they have. And unfortunately, you never know what you need. So every time I go on there, I end up buying something, or most of the time anyway. But I needed one of these, and it was so cheap. Like, how can you go wrong? So I just got it in. I haven't opened it yet. We'll take a peek at that in 1 second. But right now, today, I don't know if you'll find this on Deal News. Check it out, dealnews.com. But this is $33, and if you click this button here, you're going to actually save an extra $4 on this little puppy here. So what is it? What does it do? Well, it does some interesting things. First of all, I'll call your attention to the build-out on this. There you can see the power supply, and again, we'll take a look up this, a look at this up front and close in a second. You can see the seven ports there. You can see the little switches that are right here, and you just click the switch, the light lights up, and that's the particular device that will go on, and you can have all seven on or any combination thereof. Pretty simple, straightforward. Also here, you'll see the power supply input, which is this device right here. You're going to plug this in the wall, and the output of that will go right there. And then here you see the connecting jack, if you will. This happens to be a USB-C. A USB-C, and this portion will plug into your computer, the USB in your computer, and the C connector will connect right into here, and boom, you are eligible to use any seven of those. It doesn't matter what platform you're on, the Mac, the PC, a laptop, Linux, it doesn't matter. This is compatible with everything. As it says here, you can plug in PS4, a hard drive, a USB disk, a keyboard, a printer, whatever you want, you can plug into those USB, any one of those seven USB ports. They don't have to be in any particular order, whatever you want. And as you'll see, it's a small device and again, very, very, very handy. I have to laugh about the picture here. Yeah, it's tiny. You'll see it's very tiny. And they show it going right into the briefcase there. However, it does not show the power supply going in there, which is a larger puppy and a heavier puppy, if you will. So that is the overview of what this does. Again, it's used for laptops, tablets, cameras, speakers, desktops, printers. Again, compatible on pretty much everything. Four-port. This is also a charging device. Four-port smart charging. This powered USB hub with smart charging, which is important. If you want to charge up any of your phones or stuff, this will do that. Allows you to charge an iPad, a camera, PS4, Xbox, and more. The most important thing is that it could automatically detect your device's charge, in other words, how much juice it needs, and it will optimize the charge and then turn off. So that's also a very good plus plus. Whoops, I bumped my camera. We'll reposition that. So you can basically charge any of your devices as well as connect them up for ports on any device that you have. It has separate LED blue lights that are operated on the switch. Again, the power pack is 12 volts, 2 amps. That's a very hefty power supply. 2 amps, that's a lot of juice, but you need that. If you think about it, each device, and there's 7 of them, all right, is going to take roughly 5 volts and, I don't know, 0.5 milliamps, whatever it is. So you need a power supply that has a lot of amperage, and this is designed to do just that. So let's take a look at the device, and we'll go from there. So I'm going to readjust, and then we'll go live into camera 2. So here you can see our device. It is the Ugreen USB. I love how they do the 3.07. That's the latest rev of what the software is to connect to the USB port hub. Right here it says it's high speed transfer of data. Yep. And it's separate switches. Yep. And also it has fast charging protocol, which is all nice. So let us open this up. And I haven't opened it yet, as you will see. Okay, let's open this up and see what we got here. Okay, this is actually the device, which is very nice, very small. There's no dainty way of opening this. So there you go. Very, very nice. Definitely feels like, I'd say it's plastic, but it's very heavy duty plastic. And here are the switches, as you can see, 1 through 7. You're just going to click this on. These are very what's called soft switches. They don't click. They just press in gently. You can charge in any port that you so desire. They all have 5 volts. If you'll notice here, this is where the power supply will plug in, and here's your connectivity part, the wire that goes USB-C into the computer so you can connect everything up, and that's pretty much it. We also get our power supply, which again is kind of big compared to the actual device. And then last but not least, you're going to get the actual wire that connects into the device, and of course your instruction sheet, which is pretty straightforward. And again, there you can see the actual C connector, which is going to go right into the device, and then the other end, of course, the USB is going to go directly into your computer, whatever that may be. So pretty straightforward. And again, the power supply will also plug into here. So that's what it's going to look like. And pretty straightforward. Very simple to operate. Definitely very portable. I will tell you that the power pack is actually heavier than the device itself, but you need this for sure. And that's pretty much it. I use this primarily for hooking up additional hard drives to my laptop. On occasion, I'll hook up a printer into this. I'll always hook a bunch of thumb drives or external hard drives onto this or any combination thereof. It's a very handy device. And what I like about it is I can go from one device to the next, to the next, to the next. So if I am ever traveling with my laptop, I'm always going to take one of these with me. They come in handy. And particularly, you know, when you do a lot of photography or video, you need those external hard drives. You need to carry those around. The external hard drives will give you a lot more storage space than a laptop will. And also, again, if you're doing video or any kind of photography, you're going to have a lot of large files. And you want to keep them separate from the hard drive on your computer, typically for backup purposes. So all that is just genuinely very important. Okay, let's take a look at some apps of the day. This one is brand new. They are pushing this like crazy. They are trying to get this to be the next kind of Twitter conversationalist type of app. I don't see it, but that doesn't mean anything. This is totally free, available on all platforms, and this is actually called Truth Social. And there you can see a bunch of screens. Well, what is it? Think of a giant outdoor event tent at your best friend's wedding. Who's there? The combination of multiple families from all over the United States and possibly the world. Uncle Jim from Atlanta is a proud libertarian, and Aunt Kelly from Texas is a staunch conservative, blah, blah, blah. Let your voice be heard. Sign up and join the conversation and share your unique opinion by posting Truth Retooth. Retooth. I need sleep. Truth or Retruth photos, news stories, video link with communications to your friends, key features, profile, and allow yourself to express your personal points of views using an avatar and a background. Begin to track your personal connections through followers and following accounts, as well as history for your posts and likes. So it's a social media new wave type of thing. I don't love these things, but if you want to get into politics and things like that, it could be interesting. It could be a pain in the neck. But just so you know, for knowledge purposes, this is called Truth Social. And I suspect you'll be hearing about this more in the future. Why? I don't know. All right. This next app is, to me, more practical. This is called CamCut. It's a video editor. Again, I think this is available. It is available on all platforms. This is totally free. This is a really cool all-in-one video editing application that's real simple to use, and you can really get some phenomenal special effects from this. You can use stickers and text that's easy to use. You can create all kinds of special effects, and believe me, some of these effects that you can create on this phone will cost you a fortune if you buy a full-blown editor like Final Cut Pro or Premiere, whatever. They are not cheap. And this also will give you high quality. You can cut, reverse, change speed. Getting into the right mode is very easy. You can post everything that you create on this. It's high quality, advanced filters, and flawless beauty effects are opening up the world of possibilities to you. It also comes, and this is amazing, for free. This comes with a tremendously large music library that will give you the exclusive rights to the songs that you choose. That alone is worth the price of free. Yeah. Top trending stickers and fonts to enhance your videos. Get creative and use some of these incredible magic effects. You're going to want to download this. I downloaded this on my iPad, and I was shocked how powerful it is. And you can't beat the price because it's free. Now, this next app kind of drives me crazy. I actually took it off my computer. I have a new laptop, And Microsoft Teams, this app, comes with the computer. I didn't put it on. And I don't want to use it, not because it's bad or it doesn't have, you know, great functionality. I took it off because I haven't had a chance to use it. I don't want to use it. And every 5 seconds, every time I turn the machine on or every time I go from one software to another, this crazy thing pops up and it's annoying. So I took it off. That said, it's a pretty cool app. Whether you're working with teammates on a project or planning a weekend activity with loved ones, Microsoft Teams helps builds your people together so that you can get things done. It's the only app that has chats, video calls, meetings, files, tasks, and a calendar all in one place. So if you're working on a project with a bunch of people all over the place, this app is actually quite good. It's easy to connect with people throughout the group chat and bring your plans to life. You can have family and friends manage tasks at home, or a surprise birthday party, or a 4th of July party. I got some news for you on the 4th of July. We'll talk about that later. You can work with teammates with secure meetings, make video calls, document, collaborate, build it in built-in cloud storage, all with Microsoft Teams. It's quite a robust app, 4.7 stars out of 5. So if you want a new, quote, family chat app, this is as good as it gets. I probably, in due time, will reload this back onto my laptop and start using it. But for the time being, until I get everything quiet on the laptop, and what I mean by that is I have to add some software and configure this and that and the other thing, and I'm not ready for this. But if you want a very good collaboration type of a Zoom, if you will call, or Skype, if you will call, with the ability to have multiple people involved, plus a plethora of other things, the calendars, projects management, all kinds of things like that, and cloud storage. Microsoft is no one to fool around with. They make good products. Alrighty. Our next product that is free right now, the app is called Bitwarden. And yes, you can pay some serious cash for this. You can go $10 a year, or you can get an organization license for free. Families, which is as many people as you have, up to 6 users on this, for $3.33 a month for 6 users. This will protect your passwords, and it does a nice job. You can get a free forever account, get the core features of Bitwarden, personal vault, and manage your private data safely from any location and any device. All you have to do is click here, and it will take you to a sign up page, and you will sign up for free, and you will get the store. It will store logins, store notes and more, collaborate, share securely, access anywhere from any device. And there you go. It's highly recommended by Forbes, yada, yada, yada. And it's a nice app, especially for the price. And they have a bunch of products here. You can download the Bitwarden from this page if you want. This will be in the show notes. But take control of your online password security and manage private data safely from any location, from any device. So don't get scared if you see view plans and pricing, because they want to make money. But people would use this for a business account. But if you go right over here to personal, you'll see the free account is right there. And that's exactly what it is. Free. All right. You need this because I need this and actually have this. I used to, many years ago, have a green thumb, and anything I planted pretty much grew. Last couple years, not so much. So I need this plant light meter. It's an app. It's totally free, and I don't even think there's in-app purchases, as a matter of fact. So this is primarily for the iOS operating system. But this is actually a guide that tells you when you're watering it, the plant's too much, or it needs light, or it has too much light, or whatever. After excess watering, lack of lights is the second most common cause of death for the plants. Better lighting conditions will keep your plants healthy. Measure your plants' ideal light levels for the price of a cup of coffee. I don't know what that means. Is they charge you for this? It's free, I thought. Yeah, free. Okay. They didn't change the description. It was costing you money. I don't know how much, but right now the app is free. So this will tell you whether you need low light or difficult conditions for various plants, and 4.5 stars out of 5, and gives you a guide, which is very nice, to all the types of plants that you may have in your house: African violets, an air plant, aloe, all that stuff. Check this out. I think it will help you, and I think you will definitely enjoy it. Now, this last app is a killer app, and I use this. I just started using it. It's going to cost you 99 cents. I'm sorry. That's what it costs. This is a remote control for your computer, keyboard, and mouse. It's a remote control for your computer with built-in keyboard and mouse. This is a really nice app. If you're using a computer to watch movies or listen to music, wherever you're at, this app is what you want. Turn your iPad or iPhone into a friendly yet powerful remote control for your computer. Control the computer from your couch, your bed, or even another room. No line of sight is required because it's going to go over to Wi-Fi. The app uses Wi-Fi to connect to your computer, and you can even use your Apple Watch to control your computer. How cool is that? It's pretty cool. Setup is very quick and easy. You download the Helper app from this website and install it on your computer. So the app has to be on the phone as well as on the computer, because that's how they talk to each other. And it will work for you. You can also schedule and use Siri to execute actions, which is very cool when you think about it. You can create custom keypads to control the apps and websites, add custom actions using scripting language, all kinds of things, and it works real, real well. And what's nice about this is it will work on the Mac, it will work on the PC. So the same app will talk to either computer. That's nice, and I think you're really going to like it. It works pretty close to flawless. The first time I hooked that up, it just worked. So I love apps like that that are very simple to use and work right out of the box, if you will. And that app is definitely it. Remote control from computer app. And I will have that in the show notes. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.